beginning now by checking in how you're seated or how you've positioned the body if you're lying down. And finding a pose that really does respect the body in this moment. Whatever kind of day you've had, maybe you need a little more support under the knees or behind the head if you're lying down. Checking that you're warm enough. Looking to arrange the spine in a straight line so that there's a sense of steadiness and strength to the body. And perhaps dropping in that idea of the mountain or that mighty tree that's rooted to the earth. And the sides of the body are the sides of the trunk of the tree, branches reaching up to the heavens, or the sloping sides of the mountain and the crown of the head reaching upwards. And we just notice the breath flowing smoothly in and out through the nostrils. Breath like the wind. Breath moves in, body fills. Breath moves smoothly out, body softens and relaxes. So there's a sense of the body being tall and alert, but not rigid. Where the body is at ease and yet alert. Noticing sensations in the body, where we're connecting to the surface we're on. To the feeling of the clothes on the body or the weight of a rug. And to a sense of the body grounding down into the earth with that feeling of the support of the earth beneath us so that we can rest on the earth and the earth will hold us. And sensations of sound may come towards us, and we notice the sounds. We don't even need to label the sounds, we can just let them come and pass on by. Maybe sounds within the room or within the house. Or sounds beyond the building. So being in our own bodies here now. And feeling how the body is as we sit, as we lie. Noticing areas of discomfort. And softening around the discomfort. Being gentle with the body. And just as we are gentle with the body, we notice thoughts coming into the mind, and we're gentle with ourselves around those thoughts. so we're not judging our thoughts or trying to push them away. Thoughts arise, and we just let them move on. So that the mind is like the open sky, open and vast. And the thoughts are like birds just flying across that vast open sky. We notice them and we let them fly on by. And we have the courage to notice difficult thoughts or difficult emotions. We know they're there and we acknowledge them. We all have them. So we acknowledge what we're feeling, but we don't jump in and get too involved with them in the moment. We just know they're there. And it's okay. It's all part of the challenge of each day. And we choose to bring our focus then back to how we feel in the body, or to the feeling of the breath moving in the body. Or again, we can focus on sounds. So whatever we focus on, that's where our energy goes. Energy follows focus. So whereas we can acknowledge a difficult thought perhaps coming in, or a feeling, or we come back to our focus of breath or sound or the body. And we have that commitment to stay with our focus. And the courage to acknowledge that there are, of course, going to be difficult thoughts or difficult feelings. But we don't have to stay with them. The seeing of them is enough. Breath continues to flow in and out, and on each exhalation the body wants to relax, and we allow that out breath to encourage the body to settle a little bit more into our seat. Feeling the feet on the floor. And if any time a thought or a feeling becomes just a little bit too much, a little bit too overwhelming even perhaps, we just let it go and come back to the feeling of the feet on the floor. The presence of the physical body on the seat. And the comfort of the flow of the breath moving in and out. That regular rhythm. Breath moves in, breath moves out. Sounds come and go. And the sensations of the body, grounded, steady and strong, in our pose. The body alert, yet comfortable. And resting here now for the next 10 or 12 breaths as you rest in silence. Breath flowing in, breath flowing out. Body like a mountain or a mighty tree. Mind open and vast like the sky. Thoughts moving across the mind like birds or clouds. Moving across that open sky. And we'll gently bring the practice to a close. So just considering the benefits of taking a few moments to sit, to observe the physical body and observe the thoughts, feelings that might arise, and what benefits we might gain from taking the courage to sit like this. And how those benefits will really build over time, help us and help others around us as those benefits trickle out.